Halfway through the cave, they found Saba waiting. Her vac suit and face scales were smeared with wax and offal from pulling Chiss out of larval cells. Saba said,
"This one is sorry for her smell. The work in here is messy."
"What is your work?"
Raynar asked. Saba looked to Leia before answering. "It will be better if we just show you," Leia said. "Any sign of Alima yet?"
"None," Saba said. "Perhaps she was disintegrated in a detonator explosion."
"Maybe. What about Lomi Plo?" Saba turned her palms up.
"Vanished."
"Lomi Plo is dead,"
Raynar said, as if by rote.
"She died in the crash."
Saba led Leia and the others into the darkness of the nursery. A few meters in, Leia stopped and swung her helmet lamp toward the nearest wall. The beam illuminated the half-devoured corpse of a Chiss prisoner, still curled around a squirming Gorog larva. Raynar gasped, and the nearest Yunu brought their mandibles together in shock. Han shined his helmet lamp on a second cell, and Saba a third. Both of those cells also contained the bodies of Chiss captives.
"What is this?"
Raynar demanded.
"Looks pretty clear to me," Han said. "Kinda makes a fella see how the Chiss might have a point, doesn't it?"
Raynar whirled on Han.
"You think we did this?"
"Not you, exactly," Leia said. "The Dark Nest did it. The Gorog."
"Gorog?"
Raynar's gaze drifted back to the gruesome sight in the cells.
"What is this Dark Nest?"
"This."
Saba waved her arm at the murk around them.
"The nest that keeps attacking us. The one that has been feeding on Chiss captives. The one that made you build more nests at Koribu."
Raynar glowered at the barrable.
"The nests do not lead Yunu. Yunu leads the nests."
"Really?" Leia cocked her brow. "Then all this is Yunu's doing?"
"No!"
Raynar's voice grew sharp.
"This is not even a colony nest. We do not have a nest on Kerr."
Han looked around pointedly. "Funny. Looks a lot like that nursery on Julio. Except for all the Chiss captives, of course." "Actually, it can be a colony nest," Leia said to Raynar. "And you wouldn't remember." Silgal thinks the Dark Nest serves as a sort of unconscious for the colony's collective mind. It would be able to influence the kind without you knowing, just as the unconscious mind of most species influences their behavior.
"Impossible,"
Raynar said far too quickly.
"There are no Gorog in the kind. How could the Nest influence us?"
"The same way you influenced Jaina and the others when you called them to help the colony," Leia replied. "Through the Force." Raynar's eyes flared in understanding, but Yunu's protest rose to a crescendo. He closed his eyes as though trying to concentrate.